28. You can be a super achiever.
Everyone knows about straight-A students. We see them frequently in TV sitcoms and in movies like Revenge of the Nerds. They get high grades, all right, but only by becoming dull grinds, their noses always stuck in a book. They're klutzes at sports and dweebs when it comes to the opposite sex. How, then, do we account for Dominika Roman or Paul Melendres? Roman is on the tennis team at senior high school. She also sings in the choral ensemble, serves on the student council, and is a member of the Mathematics Society. For 2 years, she has maintained a 4.0 grade point average, meaning A's in every subject. Melendres, now a freshman at university, was student body president when he was at high school. He played varsity soccer and junior varsity basketball, exhibited at the science fair, was chosen for the National Association of Student Councils, and did student commentaries on a local television station. Valedictorian of his class, he achieved a GPA of 4.4, straight A's in his regular classes, plus bonus points for A's in 2 college-level honors courses. How do superachievers like Roman and Melendres do it? Brains aren't the only answer. Top grades don't always go to the brightest students, declares the experts of education who have conducted major studies of super-achieving students. Knowing how to make the most of your innate abilities counts for more, infinitely more.